Okay, well, we would like to give a report. It's related to what the Lord's done this year in France, in the French-speaking countries. And we've given a number of reports. I think maybe everyone has heard something at a certain time. But what the brothers felt like is we should share something, not just in presenting statistics or a report, but to share something more related to our experience. And in particular, what was the beginning of how things happened this year? A comment in case somebody has not heard that much. This year in France, through all of the teams coming from outside of the of France, for all the Bible distributions, the Lord has done something we really couldn't have expected. He really did something beyond what we could ask or think. So as we were going back and fellowshipping over it, the brothers felt like there was one matter that we should really kind of emphasize. And what that is that, you know, what happened in 2024, the beginning and the root was in 2021. In 2021, there was something with BFE where there was quite a big response in the French-speaking countries. So a group of saints in France and in Belgium began to get together to pray. And the thought was to coordinate to see if there could be a response. But what came out was as we began to come together, the Lord just touched us just to pray. And for 3 years, we prayed for the Lord to get a breakthrough in France. So for 3 years, there was a group of saints gathering almost every day of the week just to pray. Because we all had a very heavy burden that the Lord had to get a breakthrough in the French-speaking countries. We had been in the country for a number of years, and it just felt like there was something in the way. So we just had this burden. Before we tried to go out and do something, we had to really pray through. And actually, our first activity we had was we all went to one city because we had to meet by Zoom because we were all spread all over different localities. So we took 4 days to come together, and our only agenda item was to pray. So we made it clear for everyone, we're not coming together to discuss anything. We're not coming together to plan anything. We are coming together to seek the Lord. Amen. And that was really, I could say, our real beginning. And during those 4 days, just to be together for no other reason, no other goal, but to enter into the Lord's presence and to touch the Lord's heart. Our experience from that led to where, for the next 3 years, we had no heart to discuss. You know, too often it's easy, we come together and we pray a little so we can begin discussing, begin planning, begin organizing. But the experience we had was we came together and everyone knew we are coming together only to pray. And there were times where events had to be coordinated, but even if there were things that had to be coordinated, we still prayed for 50 minutes and we used 10 minutes to coordinate. And you would ask, well, how could you do that? How can you coordinate things with only 10 minutes? Well, if you pray for 50 minutes, it'll be okay. And we found we had the experience that so many things were worked out before we could coordinate them because we were praying. And actually, if we could go ahead and put the first slide up. When we began, when we would come together, and actually, for these last 3 years, we would come together 2 or 3 times a year. We could be 3 or 4 days together and still just to pray. We would read ministry materials, but the ministry materials, okay, it's the one before that. Um, Okay, I don't know if we've got, but anyhow, what I had before was a list of the ministry materials we were reading. So, and let me just read those. The first things we covered were the life studies of Exodus, messages 147 to 152. And those are the messages on the incense altar. But we also covered from the life study of Revelation, message 23, which speaks about Christ ministering as in heaven as the high priest at the golden incense altar. Yes, okay. First is Exodus 147 through 152, especially 147 to 148. The life study of Revelation, message 23, the section Christ ministering in heaven as the high priest. And then the conclusion of the New Testament, messages 419 and 420. So those were the main ones. These were the ones just on this matter of the incense altar. And I don't know if everyone's familiar with what Brother Lee shared is, but in the tabernacle, if you look at the way it's arranged, the center of the tabernacle is the incense altar. We would think the center is the Holy of Holies. But the center in operation is the incense altar, because the incense altar is a type of Christ's life of ministry, of intercession. And the point of this is that Christ, through his intercession, governs the universe. Because in the book of Revelation, in chapter 8, it talks about Christ as another angel coming to the incense altar before the throne and offering incense with the prayers of the saints. And the answer to those prayers are the book of Revelation. So all of the book of Revelation is just the answer to the intercession of the corporate Christ. Right? Okay. This is the key to the operation of God's economy. And we can see with the tabernacle, you enter in at the whole burnt offering, which is a picture of a type of the cross. We pass through the bronze laver, a type of baptism or the washing of regeneration. We go to the showbread, Christ as life, the lampstand, Christ as light, and we come to the incense altar, where it's a mysterious thing. You begin in the holy place at the incense altar, and then you find yourself in the Holy of Holies in God's presence. And in there in the Holy of Holies, there's the ark. Within the ark is the golden pot. Within the golden pot is the hidden manna. And you know, the hidden manna is Christ. The golden pot represents the divine nature of the Father. So there you have Christ in the Father. The Son in the Father, but the golden pot is in the ark, which is a type of Christ. So it's the Son in the Father who is, and the Father who is in the Son. But the ark of the covenant is within in the Holy of Holies, which represents our spirit. So what we have in here, we enter into our spirit, enter into the Holy of Holies, we enter into Christ as the ark, we enter into the Father as the divine nature, and we enjoy Christ as the hidden manna who gets into us with the Father who is in the Son. In the Holy of Holies, we are mingled, united, mingled, and incorporated with the triune God. Amen. So we would think that's the end you've reached, that you've reached the goal. But what Brother Lee shared is the door to the Holy of Holies is a revolving door. You walk in to become united, mingled, incorporated with the triune God in Christ, identified with Christ, so that you can come back out and join him in his ministry at the incense altar. Amen. And in that joining him in his ministry at the incense altar, which is his ministry before the throne of God in heaven, that becomes the administration of God's economy. Amen. And Brother Lee used the words, then if we have this ministry of intercession built up in our union, mingling, incorporation with Christ, eventually what is built up becomes the heavenly White House, the heavenly center of administration, the heavenly center of government. Amen. And it becomes the motor of God's economy. And he used the example for someone to come to the whole burnt offering altar, which is a type of the cross, that means to repent and to be saved. It is because there's been the ministry at the incense altar. And if someone would go on to enter into the Holy of Holies through consecration, it's because of the ministry at the incense altar. If someone would advance to know Christ as light, who would advance to know Christ as light, who would renounce their own virtues to have Christ as their replacement and to enter into the Holy of Holies, it was because there was the ministry at the incense altar. So we were really touched that we were a little group who could do nothing, but we could come and we could minister at the incense altar. So we had 3 years, where I think everyone who's here who was with us those 3 years, 3 years we enjoyed Christ's ministry at the incense altar.
Amen.
And in a sense, we weren't even thinking that far ahead for the Olympics. We were just praying desperately that the Lord would have a breakthrough in France. But for those 3 years, in a divine and mystical way, while we couldn't see anything with our eyes, but with the eyes of faith in our prayer, we were already touching what took place this year. And while we were praying, we felt like we were just transported to a whole nother realm where our eyes were off of the earth and our eyes were on the high priest in heaven. And so the brothers wanted to give a testimony. I firmly believe that the Lord did something so unexpected this year because there have been years of prayer laying the ground. I believe everything we did this year, everything that happened this year, was a response just to prayer. And so we were praying, and then when things begin, and I had to start traveling around because of the fellowship leading up to this, everywhere I went, whoever I talked to, it seemed like they all say, every week we are praying for France.
Amen.
You know. So the thing we really wanted to present to everyone, we could, you know, not going through the numbers, it's all glorious, it's all encouraging, but we felt like it would be really good for us all to be impressed again. What counts is what takes place in God's presence. The real work is prayer. I mean, we've heard that 100 times, but in our back of my mind, we still have, okay, so let's pray so we can get on with doing something. But the real work is prayer. And I believe the work for what happened this year took place the years before this year. And what we did this year, I mean, in a sense, I think there was no work. I mean, we were all, where we go to every city we went, it just seemed, I mean, even saints made this comment, we're just shocked how normal this is. And we just go, and people would just walk up to the table and ask to be baptized. Or they would walk up to the table and say, I woke up this morning and I felt like I should pray. And I said, God, I need a Bible.
Amen.
There were at least 100 stories like that. People saying, I lost my Bible. I was just on my way to buy one and I found your table. Okay, I'm going to leave the stories to Jameson. But I would just say, we feel like we've really touched something. And for the saints, we had this experience. I feel like in our hearts is, we will never go back to working. You know, it's our experience this year was too good. We pray, and the enjoyment of learning to stay at the incense altar is beyond speech.
Amen.
You know, and Brother Lee's real burden in this is that the ministry at the incense altar is the ministry of the corporate Christ. Because it is the individual Jesus in heaven who is praying. But he prays offering the prayers of the saints, which means he is praying united, mingled, and incorporated with the members of his body. Which means we can have the privilege to join him in his ministry of intercession. And if this is built up, and if we, because the more you spend time in this, it's like the more it gets built up. And eventually, when you come together, every time you pray, you go straight to the incense altar in the heavens. And if it's built up, eventually we touch the principle of God's governance. Because Christ governs the universe through his ministry of intercession at the golden incense altar. So it gives us the privilege. We come, we pray, we get off of the earth, we get out of all of our own personal little universe, we get into the realm of his intercession today. We can have the privilege of reigning with Christ. Because he is reigning today, but he's reigning through that ministry, and his good pleasure is to welcome us into that ministry, to join with him in administrating. And if we carry this out, I think there's a phrase, duty is changed to delight, you know. I believe all the saints who really experienced this today, I see a couple here, they've been in Lille. I don't think they feel like they've been working. But it's just been resting and riding upon that prayer has changed everything this year. So I think the ministry, good. Okay. So it's the life study of Exodus 147 through 152, the life study of Revelation, Christ ministering in the heavens. And these are particularly good. The conclusion of the New Testament, 419 and 420, which are on the ministry, the prayer ministry of intercession of the corporate Christ. And then a kind of supplemental, the Heavenly Vision, chapter 6, the consecration of the upper room. And then the life study of Acts, message 36, and the normal Christian church life, chapter 2. These are on chapter 13 of Antioch, how the Lord's move into the Gentile world began with five brothers who were praying and ministering to the Lord. Amen. And Brother Eden has a footnote. Not planning and consulting and organizing. They were just ministering and fasting. Okay. So I'll leave the rest for Jameson to share some examples.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Anyway, as far as prayer is concerned, this is really a pattern for us to be laboring in Europe. But practically, this is also a pattern. So we've been learning a lot before the Lord. I think this map has become famous, and maybe this will be more famous with other countries. Mm-hmm. And so based on what Don shared, we should start praying for the Lord's expansion in other parts of Europe, and later on the brothers will share where. So the way this thing happened, and I'm not sure whether I'm describing it in the right sequence, but when the brothers declared that because of the Olympics, there should not be a labor of the French saints for France, but it should be a blended work of the body. Amen. And so very quickly, the brothers in London, in the UK, fell to take care of Juan. I don't know whether I'm pronouncing that right. Juan. And the brothers from the saints from Belgium would take care of Lille, and including trainees from Warsaw going to Lille for the Lord's move. And then the saints in Germany fell to take care of Luxembourg and another city?
Strasbourg,
yeah. Then in Switzerland, because Geneva is a French-speaking city, the brothers in Switzerland undertook to take care of what the Lord would do in Geneva. Then somebody said, well, Toulouse is close to Spain. Why doesn't Spain take care of Toulouse? I was very skeptical in the beginning, brothers. Spanish-speaking saints going to France. They've never preached the gospel in France. But the Lord has done something marvelous there in Toulouse. And so we really hope this will be the pattern for the future. Saints, the move of the body. We've never seen this before.
Amen.
And the Lord has really done abundantly, super abundantly, above what we ask or think. So let me just give you a few anecdotes of Toulouse. Just last weekend, we had a new brother who wrote us a message in the WhatsApp group. It was a Friday. And he says, brothers, I'm bringing 15 new ones this Lord's Day. We said, where are we going to put them? How are we going to feed them? We were at that time at a sister's A&B, which, you know, the house is adequate enough. We have new ones every night. But for 15 of new ones, plus about 15 of us, we were about 35. And so it just so happened some saints were there that weekend that were able to handle, take care of this whole situation. So then what happened is that another brand new brother, who has a new apartment, he says, I have a big apartment. I can host all of you. So a new brother invited 15, a new brother hosted all the new ones plus us, and he didn't have chairs. So we said, what do? We don't have cars. So brother rented a car. We bought 20 chairs. We bought the food. The sisters prepared the food in the sisters' Airbnb, and everything was transported there, and we had a wonderful time. So when this new brother invited these 15 new ones, we said, who are they? Are they your friends? Yeah. Are they from a Christian group? No. Do they know each other? No. Turns out that he belongs to a Facebook group, and a lot of them are Hispanics, but they have spouses that are French. So we had a wonderful time, and we gave them, you know, we preached the gospel, the complete salvation of God. And in the end, we gave each a Bible. And among them, there's a couple, a French husband with a Colombian wife. They said they are looking for a church. As far as the church meeting is concerned, they are on hold and they're open. So new ones, bring in new ones. And then that same night, those two new brothers, each brought a new one to the sisters' Airbnb. And we preached the gospel to them. They got saved. One got baptized. And now this one who got baptized wants to bring his parents to meet the saints. So it's wonderful. And then in general, you know, saints, these new ones that we're shepherding, a lot of them are women, sisters, young sisters. They have gained such confidence with our sisters that they stay late in the Airbnb and they fall asleep and stay overnight. And they come. Now they make appointments. I'm coming tonight to stay. And so one of our sisters, she had to leave the country to another country because there was a need there. And she was receiving messages. I miss you. Come back. When are you going to come back? So they're really being attached to us, saints. This is unimaginable a few years ago about France. Of course, not all of them are native French, but all of them are either studying, working, or been there since when they were young. So they're all French-speaking. So there's a great need to continue to pray for the Lord to supply the manpower to shepherd these dear ones. So just want to give you this brief anecdote. The Lord really is doing something, I'm sure, not only to Toulouse, you know, in all of these cities. Just amazing. Yeah. I think that's good enough, right?
Okay. Well, maybe just to emphasize what, I mean, you know, like for in Rouen, the saints from England took care of everything. And the saints in England are still coming and they're still taking care of everything to raise up a church in Rouen. But, I mean, can you imagine? England wants to do something in France. But they've committed to labor in Rouen until there's a church raised up. I mean, I think it's marvelous. And just this last week, the trainees from Warsaw were back in Lille. This is their fourth trip to visit Lille for raising up a church in Lille. And the saints in Brussels are still burdened and laboring for this. And the saints from Germany, number of saints of Germany, are just spending large amounts of time still laboring in Luxembourg. And we found out in Luxembourg, there's a very large Portuguese population. So before the Itero, three of the leading brothers from Brazil spent a week there to see what it's like, and they were so encouraged that now they're sending two couples from Brazil to labor in Luxembourg. The same thing's going on. And we can say, typing in all these places. So I think we're really, one of the things that's most touching about this is what's taking place in here is not a labor of the French churches with the help from the outside. What's taking place here is the coordination of all the churches in Europe.
Amen.
You know. So, I mean, to me, we've touched something that's kind of unprecedented in something new.
Amen.
You know. And I feel like that's the other factor for the Lord's blessing. That what took place here, you know, because it would be easy to keep the boundaries, and yes, you're welcome to come, and then we know you'll leave when you're done, you know. But no, it really has been all of the churches from beginning to today, and I believe through till churches are raised up, it has been it's been something blended and coordinated between the churches in Europe, plus the churches in Brazil. So, I feel like we really have touched something that's sustainable. It's a way that we can go forward. Okay. I think we're going to change to the other cities.
Yeah.
Maybe let's go to the next slide.
Just okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And this is, if you would like to join in for some of the for what we're doing now. Okay, this first link is for someone who would like to come and serve full time, and it's the www.lordsmove.org application. But we have another way, because the things went so much better than we expected. We were short when we were done. The people were telling us, we want to meet together. You can't tell us you're leaving. You know. So we've been in an emergency mode. We've been asking saints to come who could spend a month, 2 months, to be there just to continue the church life in these places. And it's been a wonderful experience. There's a couple here on the second row who have been having a really good experience in Lille. Okay, so if you would like to join in a shepherding trip, we have this URL here. Sorry, it's a little hard to read, but if we could leave it there for a second until saints have a chance to copy it, but you could go ahead and start.
I forgot to comment. This new brother who offered his living room, he went through a lot. He went through a lot. His testimony is very glorious, and he says. He was meeting with the house church, but after meeting us, he lost all savor to meet with the house church. So he says, I want to see the Lord raise up a church in Toulouse with people like you.
Amen.
So we feel that he's a key brother. Most of our contacts are young, but this brother is middle-aged. He's solid. He's a solid individual. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Changing the subject a little bit, right? We're ready to go on? Yeah. You know, for a long time, the LME prayer burden contained 6 cities in Europe that we've been praying for since 2020. And those 6 cities were Barcelona, Brussels, huh? Oh, not this list. Yeah, yeah, okay. Don't get confused with this list. That's the next topic. So the 6 original cities that were identified since 2020 were Barcelona, Brussels, Dublin, Lisbon, Rome, and Zurich. And so with these cities, I'm going to share a little bit about Barcelona and Lisbon. We began to pray also since 2022. We pray for more than 2 years, every week. But we didn't see much. But we didn't know the Lord was working behind the scenes. And so right now, Barcelona is very much strengthened by migration to there of at least 6 couples, plus some other saints, solid brothers, to take the lampstand on in Barcelona. So, and Barcelona bought a meeting hall through the generous offerings of the body. They are remodeling it, and I think by December they'll complete it. And it will be a very good facility for the saints to meet. Now there are about 50 who meet on the Lord's Day. supported by very, very strong saints. So we felt the Lord has answered our prayers. We will drop the Barcelona from the list of the six cities. And also Lisbon. Since Brother Daniel, his wife, migrated, Daniel Ferreira, and Sister Andrea migrated there, many saints migrated there. Many saints. So now Lisbon, also there are about 50 meeting in Lisbon. And it's a very good situation, saints. It's so encouraging that Lisbon, being a capital of a Western European country, has such a lampstand right now. And the saints in Lisbon are also looking for a meeting hall. We need to pray for that. They have right now a rented meeting hall, very small. They're just, you know, they can hardly fit in there. And there's only one bathroom. So they're in desperate need for a meeting hall. They have identified a property. There are some conditions to be fulfilled before they can acquire the property. So we need to remember Lisbon still. But we feel good about what the Lord has done in Lisbon. And we'll drop Lisbon from the list as well. The reason is we want the Lord to move further. And the brothers will present, the next step. And I don't know if... Zurich.
So the other city that was dropped from the list is Zurich, and praise the Lord. So in Zurich, again, also the prayers were laying the ground for the resumption of the Lord's table in Zurich in November 2022, just about 2 years ago. And there was a group of brothers that met weekly since the summer of 2020, praying also regularly. And I think the brothers and the saints that are living in Zurich can testify what the Lord did. Since 2022, the Lord really added a number of saints through migration, but also through increase, and has strengthened the testimony very much. Amen. Even in the matter of the meeting hall, I think I can share this, to rent a place in Zurich is really expensive. And so the supply came through the body that they were able to rent a very decent place on a very good location. And after 1 year of receiving help from the body, now they are able to take care of their own meeting hall and be able to pay that rent. So praise the Lord, this is why Zurich is not on the list anymore. Still needs a lot of strengthening, but there's another city in Switzerland that has come up on that list, Geneva, and I think the brothers will share more about that.
Amen.
If we could bring up the map of France again, because we would like to say some things to confirm what the brothers have just shared.
Yeah.
Because what the brothers have just shared is not insignificant. We realize the Lord has done something new and something fresh in Europe. And we realize there's a learning here for us. But first, saints, I think we realize, Brother Lee told us a long time ago that the world situation is an indicator of the Lord's move on the earth. And in these days, we've seen two major events take place, the invasion of the Ukraine, as well as the invasion of Israel. Now, they consider that an invasion. You may not consider what happened there an invasion, but they've been invaded and they continue to be invaded. And these are major events in the world situation which should cause us to be awake and to be alert. Amen. To what the Lord is doing. Amen. The Lord is a hidden God. We had a message on this in the recent intro. Our God is a hidden God, but yet he is very much in control over the entire world situation. And so what's happening in the world is very much under his sovereign hand. The Lord is the ruler of the nations. And so what's taking place in the world should heighten our awareness and burden us even more for his ultimate move in Europe. So it's not a coincidence that in the midst of this very difficult and chaotic world situation, the Lord's been doing something in France that we haven't seen before. And number one, as the brothers have shared, this matter of the prayer, the incense altar, God's administrative center from which his economy is able to move and to operate. the sharing on this, and I think we all should pay attention and get into these ministry portions that have been highlighted for us to really study this matter and then to enter into the actual application of the prayer at the incense altar. Amen. You know, saints, I hope we've all been encouraged by message one that we all have a portion in the new covenant ministry. So that means we all can exercise to pray. We can all exercise to be one with the Lord for the furtherance of his economy on the earth. And this is our portion, every one of us. It's not a matter of what the co-workers decide. It's not a matter of what the brothers decide. But all the saints coming together to function in God's new covenant ministry for the building up of the body. But this means we all can pray. We can all exercise in our different situations, our localities, to pray for the Lord to advance. And so this fellowship concerning the incense altar and the exercise of a spirit to pray, to come together to pray in a definite way and even a desperate way for the Lord's move in our different situations, our localities. This is not a small thing. This is a vital thing for us to do. But I believe, as Don brought out, that this prayer has issued in something, and we see it here in the map. You know, this move in France is not just a move in France. It's not just a move in France by French saints. This is a move of the body in a particular critical nation in the heart of Europe. And so we will present a list of names, the names of some cities in a few minutes. But whether your city is on that list or not, the point is that we would exercise very much to pray in these last days for the Lord to do what he wants to do among us. Amen. And then to come together to learn to blend.
Yes.
This is a matter of blending. In our blending together, whether it be for the gospel, whether it be for the care of the young people, whether it be for in our meeting life, may we really learn to blend according to the real meaning of blending. And that is, it's through the cross and by the Spirit. We wouldn't treat blending in a superficial way, but we would enter into the genuine blending. And this diagram depicts a blended fellowship that took place to result in this kind of a move, in this kind of strategy. And the other point I'd like to make is that we would really be open to the Lord's up-to-date move.
Amen.
You know, this is because some brothers came together through their prayer, their fellowship, their coordination. This came out of that. And this is something new. This is something that's a new development among us. Who knows what the Lord may do in the future? May we be open to whatever the Lord may do in the future. And I hope that through the blending among us, and I would insert one other point here, through the blending of the first and second generations, the Lord could really do something in an unprecedented way. That as we go forth to consider, and I think Tom will mention the nine cities in a moment, as we go forth to consider each particular situation, what the Lord wants to do, every situation requires a particular consideration and application. It's not all the same everywhere you go. And so we need to be open and willing to let the Lord lead us in a new and fresh way. And that, I believe, very much requires the first and second generation to come together, to be blended with one another, so that the Lord could do something with the young people in Europe. So may the Lord have his way. We thank the Lord for this pattern that's been provided to us, particularly through the prayer and the blending, so that we can apply this kind of model in many different situations going forward. Amen. Praise the Lord for what he's doing, and praise the Lord for what he will do.
Amen.
The story is not over. The story is still being written.
Amen.
The shepherding in France, but even going forth in many other places where the Lord has a burden that his testimony could be established and the enemy could be put to shame in Europe.
Amen.
Thank the Lord we all can participate.
Amen. You know, saints, it really seems that we're touching something extremely strategic, and how we thank the Lord for the pattern that these brothers in France have worked out on all our behalf. Some years ago, well, I don't know how many years ago, the Lord began his move in the French-speaking world in France. But the churches there were small and not that prevailing. I'm not trying to be critical, but when the thought of the Olympics, the distribution during the Olympics came up, it was really overwhelming for them to feel that they could carry out such a great thing. And so they didn't realize at first that this was the answer to their 3 or 4 year prayer. But what was happening was, is that the Lord was bringing his recovery in Europe all together to another level in our practice, in our blending, in our laboring together. One of the areas that they were praying, if I'm not mistaken, was that the Lord would bring them out of the stage of initiation into an established, rooted church life. You know, in 1991, Brother Lee used that kind of utterance describing the Lord's move in Europe, is that in Europe, it's still in the stage of initiation. And many countries in Europe still seem to be small, maybe not so prevailing, and a little struggling. This model, this pattern that they have established is really priceless. The heavenly White House, bring it to the throne of grace, to the incense altar, and labor there. And join ourselves to the heavens to pray one with the Lord who's on the throne. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this really honors the headship of Christ in his body. And this honors the Lord's leading. I believe this is really a great thing that he's brought to us through this experience. And so as we were, the co-workers have been meeting together for a few days, praying and opening to the Lord and considering Europe. And we always like to present to the whole body, the whole earth, I don't know what we want to call them, cities for prayer, okay? Because we want to start the engine, you know, and concerning these cities. The brothers can put up the slide. We're looking at 9 cities before we are praying for 6. And so we've added 6 more to the other 3, the remaining 3, okay? Don't want to be too confusing. Anyway, these are cities. Some need a testimony. Some need strengthening, just more strengthening. First one is Paris. And 2 of these are, or 3 of these are in the French-speaking world. Paris and Geneva in Switzerland. We all say amen, huh?
Amen.
Geneva, Switzerland.
Amen.
Brussels, Belgium.
Amen.
And then Belfast, Northern Ireland. Ireland. Capital, Dublin, Ireland.
Amen.
Vienna, Austria.
Amen.
I was just checking your spirit to see if your amens were going down or up. How about Prague?
Amen.
In Czech Republic. Rome, Italy.
Amen.
And Athens, Greece.
Amen.
Now, we're putting this out. And we really pray and hope that there would be saints everywhere coming together to mention these cities at the throne, to allow the Lord the ground to do something in these cities. You see, we are, you know, we kind of have a habit in Europe that we always want to be rescued from abroad. We want people to come and help us. So we pray to America or we pray to the Far East. We'd like to change the direction of our prayers. We need to pray to the throne.
Amen.
That's our source. Okay? And so, yeah. Anything else?
There's too much else, but how about we...
Wait. Brother Chris would like to say something. Yeah. You're up.
Okay. I know you won't believe me. This will only take a minute. Just on these nine cities, saints. You know, this is not the list that the co-workers put out. We would not presume to know what's on the Lord's heart. But as we have fellowshiped much these last days and prayed much, just among us, these cities seem to resonate inwardly to us. Now, they're all historically significant cities, every one on that list, if you've studied history. And they also happen to be geopolitically significant today. That is not our criteria. We're not interested. We're interested in the Lord's feeling and his heart. So we just dare to present these to you, the fellow members of the body.
Amen.
And if you have the same echo, as you begin to pray over these, that will confirm whether these were the cities the Lord has chosen, or at least that he is very interested in moving in currently. And let me just say this. I don't know about you. I really quite enjoyed that little ride that Don gave us on that little cart that went into the Holy of Holies and then circled back to the incense altar. I'd like to take that ride a few more times, Don. So let's come together at the incense altar and really pray. And if the Lord raises up a dozen saints that have a completely different feeling about another city, well, amen. This is the Lord's move. Right? This is the Lord's move in Europe. That's not an organization. That is what's happening from the throne. And you know, I would just say this about prayer. You prayed for what, 3 years, Don? I was around the Northwest in the United States in the 80s and 90s. And I think about 1980, 81, a group of four or five brothers began to pray with no outward reason to, other than they had the feeling to pray for Russia. And those brothers prayed for 9 years. And then look what the Lord did. And for most of those 9 years, there was no change in the outward environment. But they just continued to pray because the feeling was there. When they touched the incense altar, that's where the Lord was. And they continued to pray. And that laid the tracks for the Lord's move in the Russian-speaking world. We don't know how much prayer it takes on a certain place. You know, Watchman Nee used this analogy in one of his, I read this little pamphlet or small book, I can't remember, years and years ago, but he was talked about prayer. And he made the analogy of a, you know, you remember before electronics, we actually had a scale? Right? Remember that? Sisters in kitchens used to have to put flour in one and then put some weights on the other side until they know they had 50 grams or whatever. Okay, he said, that's what prayer is like. We start out and it's like this. And you're adding a postcard. And you pray again. And another postcard. And another postcard. And you pray for a long, long time and the scale doesn't move. And you keep putting cards on the scale. And eventually it goes whoop. That is how prayer is, saints. We don't know 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 6 months, 10 years. When we took the ground in Munich, you know, Munich in Germany was the first city that the Lord established a lampstand in after we migrated and began to labor there back in 2017 and 18. And the day we had the Lord's table for the first time, we had a good number. I think about 400 something, maybe close to 500 came. This old elderly, like me, sister came up after the meeting. And she had come from the United States for that meeting. And she just said, I don't even remember her name. I'm ashamed. I should. Excuse me. She said, you know, I have been praying for Munich for 22 years. So when I heard that the Lord was establishing the table in Munich, I had to come. So she flew from the United States to be in that meeting. She prayed for 20 years. So saints, just take these cities, pray, see what the Lord would do. I think it will be marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Yeah, that's very good. Why don't we have some prayer right now? Just anyone, feel free. Stand, sit, whatever, but let's pray together. Amen. Amen. This is really something in and of the body. Amen. From the throne by the head.